بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابي جعفر عبد الله بن جعفر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال اردفني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم خلفه واسر الي حديثا لا احدث به احد من الناس وكان احب ما استتر به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لحاجته هدف او حائش نخل يعني حائط نخل رواه مسلم هكذا مختصرا وزاد فيه البرقاني بإسناد مسلم بعد قولي حائش نخل فدخل حائطا لرجل من الأنصار فإذا فيه جمل فلما رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جرجرة وظرفت عيناه فأتاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمسح صراطه أي سنامه وذفراه فسكن فقال من رب هذا الجمل لمن هذا الجمل فجاء فتى من الأنصار فقال هذا لي يا رسول الله قال أفلا تتقي الله في هذه البهيمة التي ملكك الله إياها فإنه يشكو إلي أنك تجيعه وتدئبه رواه أبو داود برواية البرقاني. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated by Abu Ja'far, Abdullah bin Ja'far رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made me ride behind him one day and then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم whispered to me something, he confided to me something which I will never relate to any person. But first of all, this Sahabi is so fortunate, Abdullah bin Ja'far, radiallahu ta'ala, that Rasulullah s.a.w. chose him to sit with him on the same camel or the same conveyance, just him and Rasulullah s.a.w. There were few Sahaba who had this privilege, where Rasulullah sat, and the Sahabi sat behind him on the same conveyance. And then Rasulullah told him a secret. And this secret, he says, I will not mention to any person. And we find in Riyadh al-Salihin, also Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a whole chapter which we did previously, wherein if a person gives you a secret, then you should keep that secret. And don't pass on the secret to others. This is amanat. Nonetheless, he says, وَكَانَ حَبَّ مَسَّتَرَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَسْلَمْ لِحَاجَةِ هَدَفٌ أَوْ حَائِشُ نَخْلٍ. That Rasulullah s.a.w. when he went to answer the call of nature, then he would place something to conceal himself, and the best thing that he liked to place concealing himself when he would answer the call to nature was a wall or a date orchard. In other words, this would cover him completely so that no person could see him. And Rasulullah had so much of bashfulness and haya and modesty in him that when he's making istinja, first of all he's gone far away from the others, and then he would go behind a tree, behind an orchard or behind a wall. And then the Sahabi says, فَدَخَلَ حَائِطًا لِرَجُلِ مِنَ الْأَنْصَارِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered a orchard belonging to the Ansar. And then he sees a camel there. And when the camel sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, جَرْجَرَ The camel begins to cry, makes a sound, a crying sound. And its eyes begin to shed tears. Nabi Kareem immediately goes to the camel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam strokes its hump. Sarat means the hump, and behind the ears, Rasulullah places his Mubarak hand on this camel. And so fortunate this camel that Rasulullah is placing his Mubarak hands on the hump of the camel and behind the ears of the camel. Fasakana, it remained silent immediately. It stopped crying. Rasulullah understood from the camel what was the problem, and immediately said, "Man rabbu hadha al-jamal? Who is the owner of this camel? Who does this camel belong to?" So a youngster from the Ansar, he comes. He says, Ya Rasulullah, this is my camel. Rasulullah then tells him, أَفَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي هَذِهِ الْبَهِيمَةِ Why don't you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to this animal which Allah ta'ala has made you the owner of? Because it is complaining to me regarding you that you are not feeding it. You're keeping it hungry and you're overburdening it with work. So this camel, Allah made it possible for it to relate this message and convey this message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the master was abusing it, was not giving it food, making it stay hungry, remain hungry, and also making it very tired with a lot of work. So immediately we find in the hadith that is mentioned that this sahabi then he took heed of the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah teaches us here in this hadith that all these are bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us these possessions, especially animals. We should be taking special care of them. I again mentioned yesterday that when this is our Sharia, when we have so much of importance attached to looking after and showing consideration to an animal, imagine then to human beings. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كنا إذا نزلنا منزلا لا نسبح حتى نحل الرحال رواه أبو داود بإسناد على شرط مسلم وقوله لا نسبح إلى نصلي النافلة ومعناه أن مع حرصنا على الصلاة لا نقدمها على حط الرحال وإراحة الدواب. A very important hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anas رضي الله عنه says that when we used to stop over at the place, so Sahaba traveling and they are resting at a certain places, he says, we would not engage in optional nafil salah until we offloaded the goods from our conveyance. We should not engage in nafil salah. And the hadith says, or the explanation is, that despite our great desire for salah and nafil salah, the sahaba says we would not start reading our engage in nafil salah until we did not offload the goods from the animal's back and give it some comfort. And alhamdulillah, we see when you go in jamaat, then they teach you when you go to another masjid, first we remove all the saman from the kumbi or the vehicles, and then we take it to the masjid and we place it one corner and we cover it, before we engage in any nafil salah. So this is all taken from the etiquettes, from the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, and here Rasul is showing us that do not engage in ibadat despite you having that love for nafil. First you should offload the goods from the backs of the camels, and give them some comfort, and don't unnecessarily burden them. So this is important aspect from Sharia that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.